good to have you back for more commercial-free CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus, and you're 10 minutes away from being updated on current events. That includes what's happening concerning Ebola. The death toll from this year's outbreak in West Africa is now higher than 1,000. And partly because there's no cure for the often deadly virus, the World Health Organization decided it's ethical to use experimental drugs to try to fight Ebola.
This is an opportunity to right a wrong of history, that it is only relatively recently, in the last decade, that researchers have begun investigating interventions for Ebola. Now is the time to catch up.
This is significant because experimental drugs haven't been tested or approved for use in people. Two American missionaries with Ebola got treated with one such drug. They appear to be recovering. But a Spanish priest who got the same drug died yesterday morning. If you spent any time on social media or watching live news Monday night, chances are you heard about the death of Robin Williams. The renowned American comedian and Academy Award-winning actor was found dead at his home on Monday morning. It appeared he committed suicide. Mourning and memories welled up around the world for the man who was the voice of Aladdin's genie, of Ramon in Happy Feet, who played Teddy Roosevelt in Night at the Museum. When he wasn't performing on stage or screen, William gave a lot of his time, money, and endorsements to charities. UNICEF, Amnesty International, the USO. You might have seen his commercials for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. It said Williams never charged a fee for his work with them. Williams' media representative said the actor had been battling severe depression recently. He'd been in rehab for drug treatment earlier this year.